Blog Talk Radio.
Your boy Juicy J, G-Bang.
Yeah.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, you see that nigga.
Yeah.
I keep me two hoes, like that nigga Jack Tripp.
Uh-huh.
I shoot in their face, like that boy Reggie Miller. And I kill that pussy, like my name Jack the Ripper.
What?
Baby, I'm horny at night, too proud of big. Instead, show me the bed. Early morning, breakfast and hay. And I got Tina, Tasha, and Toya. I call them the triple threat. All them bitches be soaking wet. This the first night them bitches met.
You know, from the moment you turn around. She knows how to back it up and drop it down.
The commissioner live on OFL After Dark early Monday morning. I think it's about 12:10 or something on the east here. It's 12:10 exactly. Actually, we're gonna get some callers in here tonight. Supposed to have J Jerk, aka J Mills, calling in if it's not too late. Once again, a lot of issues right around the auto time. Not exactly sure why everybody waits to the last day. Makes no sense. Not everybody. I shouldn't say everybody. But there's, 20% of you that wait till the last day. And then, you create these conflicts that are just, they're unnecessary. Scheduling at 4 in the morning, it's not really appropriate for people. And then you want an auto, that doesn't work. So, same shit. We've seen it all. Just trying to play your games right away. Makes the league run smoothly. Now, we are back up to right around a little below where we were peaking at 96%. We're about at 92 this week, which is much better than the low last week of 89% game completion. Just keep going, keep playing. It's only making you better. A lot of tournament games there in the Tombstone 32 were played today. And we're going to take a look at that. That's a really, really strong tournament. A lot of new names in there. Probably less than half of league members, actually. But when you look at OFL Now league members versus non-members, or as we like to prefer, call them guests, VX Assassin beat a guest 13-3. BBNTG beat a guest. Matternall beat a guest. DNA Suspect beat a guest. J Jerk beat a guest. Gigolo beat a guest. Buck Sweep beat a guest. Bolt beat a guest. So, I mean, it's just, I mean, we're as a community, OFL now is dominating against guests, and these are not weak players coming in as guests. These are strong players, you know. So it's pretty impressive. It's a testament to how hard you guys are working and grinding out there, and how much you have sharpened your craft. I respect it. The Madden community as a whole is starting to hear about OFL now and respect you guys. So we love having you out there. Love having you be a part of this. Love watching you guys progress. Can't wait to see what the future holds. We have some of the best players in the world, and you are some of the best players in the world, every single one of you. Go ahead and put OFL Now on your gamer tag. Start your gamer tag off, OFL Now. Get in the March Madness tournament for free if you do so. Pretty cool. I don't know if you guys got to catch at 7:45 p.m. Eastern, Cyrus the Virus TV finally went live with his broadcast. He'll be streaming now, representing OFL Now. Definitely check it out. He had a lot of viewers already. He's going to help us bring in some new members. So that's exciting. It's really fun to watch. It's an entertaining Twitch. He's playing games. He's giving tips. Heck, he gave a nice blitz for free. So I know a couple of the listeners in the league are going to be running this because it's really a nice. Hey, he plays music in the background. It was fun to watch. Really nice job. He beat Hitman Big Ray. Beat him by about 26 or something. He now plays J Jerk. That game will also be broadcasted on twitch.tv/CyrusTheVirusTV. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's going to be a really good game. If you're not familiar, Cyrus the Virus was on Madden Nation. He's the one who took runner-up to Problem. Eric Problem Wright won the $100,000 on ESPN, and Cyrus the Virus took runner-up. So there's a lot to be learned from him. He also made it pretty far in that Vegas tournament where Buck Sweep and Dippin' Dots won and took runner-up as the latter. But, so yeah, big-time player, a lot to learn, really, really super nice guy, really knows Madden ins and outs. So speaking of Cyrus the Virus TV on Twitch, make sure you follow that. You can also follow him on Twitter. He is helping build the community. He contacted us, wants to help OFL Now grow. He knows we're doing some strong things, trying to make the Madden community, progress. Also, trying to make the community stronger and grow are our two newest community developers. We had to release Laser Eyes and Balkino. They did a great job, but they just weren't continuing to produce new members. And obviously, as a community developer, we need to have constant growth. That's the whole point. So we've brought on two new guys. We're not sure how they're going to work out. We'll give them a try. We got Strange Inc. 617, he's a newer member. We'll see how he does. And we also have Pro Sports. You guys know him from Macomb, Michigan. Neighbors of one of the previous community developers, actually, in Cal 29. So we'll see how Pro Sports does. He's already brought a couple people. Got a lot of hope for him. And Strange Chink, I have no clue how he'll do, but I'm sure he'll give it all he can. If they produce, they'll continue to be community growth developers. If not, we'll be looking for two new ones. It's that simple. We need to grow. Tell your friends. So that's that. But it wasn't all bad news over there in sunny Orlando, Florida for Balkino 66. He was released from one job, but at the same time, he has now been promoted to president of operations. He has replaced Crack Action. Not that Crack Action did a bad job, just that a couple things. As the league's expanded so much, we need the president of operations to be more, more flexible in his schedule, more approachable, easier to contact. where crack action is really difficult to contact, and even when he was able to play a lot. But now that crack has got promoted in his job at the restaurant in Baltimore, congratulations, by the way, he's now the head chef, so he's picking 60 to 70 hours. I know a lot of you guys in the restaurant industry, so you know how it goes. He hasn't actually even been able to get a game in. He's only had one day off in like a month. He's working like 14-hour days. So, you know, eventually I'm sure his schedule will calm back down. Now, we did – so Bolchino has replaced him. Being a growth – a community growth developer like Bolchino was – it's really a stepping stone to get a position like a president of operations. So congratulations to Bolchino. We'll see how he does. I'm sure he'll do wonderful. Also, speaking of crack action, it's not that we completely released him as a league officer. We have created a new position. He's now the risk and reward Caesar. There's a lot of different parts of that job title, but, you know. We'll talk about it later. So, yeah. Big thing, a lot of people are talking about OFL Now Prime. A lot of people want to know what OFL Now Prime is. OFL Now Prime is a single-season fantasy draft. It's our highest entry at $61 and our highest prize amount at $1,500. So, I recommend getting in it. It's going to fill up pretty fast. We're going to really start promoting it here in the next couple of days. So make sure you get a spot because once they start going, they're going to go like hotcakes. Trust me, this league's going to blow up. When you have a $1,500 prize, you know, people want to be a part of that. So we'll see how that goes. I'm going to go right to the phone lines right now. We got 412 on the line. 412. State your gamer tag for all the listeners out there.
Big X, small X, Snake has 45.
All right, Snake, fan favorite here on the radio. How is everything going?
Good. I was actually keeping close watch on the NFL things in general. As you know, Jeremy Maclin has left the Eagles and went to Kansas City.
Yeah, I did see that.
You did get the 49ers starting running back.
Yeah, Frank Gore's coming to the Eagles, and so I guess is the cornerbacks from the Seahawks. What's his name, Byron Maxwell or something?
I didn't see that one, but...
It's not official,
I mean, that's
but it's going
to
happen. Yeah, it's as an Eagles fan, I don't even know what to think. We now have no receivers other than Riley Cooper and Jordan Matthews. Now, Jordan Matthews is going to be an absolute stud. I've been saying that since day one, and that was a deep wide receiver draft class, and I still believe in the end. I know everyone talking Beckham Jr. and whatnot, but I believe in the end Jordan Matthews will be the best wide receiver out of that class, barring an injury. A lot of people don't know that that's Jerry Rice's nephew or first cousin, I forget, but he's related to Jerry Rice. He's an absolute stud.
What?
I think he's the all-time leading I think he's actually the all-time leading receiver in the SEC. So I was actually thrilled when we got him. He put up big numbers last year, so he doesn't concern me, but we have nobody else, you know. I don't know if he's ready to be the number one guy yet in his second year. And then they signed Mark Sanchez to a big contract, so I don't know what that means for Nick Foles.
And Dominic Sue went to the Dolphins for $150 million money, 60 guaranteed. I don't know the technical year span or whatever. I don't know that part. I mean, I do know that that did what happened.
Yeah, you just don't know what's going to happen there with these free agents and everything. Now, I haven't seen anything about the Steelers. What's going on there?
I don't know. I'm just hoping that they get a big name wide receiver, a lineman, or whatever, because they do need another fullback, maybe. They do need a backup strong safety and free safety. And cornerbacks, definitely, because Ike Taylor might not come back. The guy that we got from Houston, Mackey, I don't know what his name is exactly, but Brian Mackey or whatever. You know what I'm talking about, like the third or fourth guy?
I've heard of him.
They were talking about re-signing him, maybe. I mean, other than that, I just see them mainly getting cornerbacks, and they're going to give Jarvis Jones a chance, so I don't know if they're going to bring back James Harrison. They might bring him back if the way that things happen this year, if it happens next year, that would be the only way that James Harrison would come back. But I think that they should re-sign him anyways to make some depth.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
Now, you were talking about Namik Asu going to the Miami Dolphins. We have a 407 area code. I know that's down in the Florida area code. 407, you're not allowed with the commission. Snake Eyes. You state your gamer tag, please.
It's Volcano 66.
Oh, Volcano. Speaking of the Dolphins and Namik Asu, we all know you're a big Dolphins fan. We've seen the Volcano jersey. What do you think about this news that Sue is signing with the Dolphins?
I'm actually really excited. That'd be a big, big pickup for us, actually. Like, deep, especially since that's what we're known for, the defensive front.
Right.
Do you think your offense will be able to hold up to be able to make the playoffs?
Nope. I already know they won't be. They don't have any offensive weapons. So I already know. We got some work to do.
Yeah.
Unless we can make some kind of big sign. There's a lot of free agents still left on there. So hopefully we can grab one.
Yeah, I heard of a lot of people being free agents and stuff.
Yeah.
Some good rookies, too. You never know. You might get a playmaker.
Yeah. Hopefully.
I don't really see a lot of people. They might be trying to trade up and stuff, too, but you never know.
Now, when was the last time the Dolphins have even been in the playoffs?
I think the time Tom Brady got hurt and Matt Castle, the quarterback. So what year was that? 2007?
Okay.
I thought it was with Dan Marino.
Nah, we made it once before.
Dan Marino's been a long, long time.
It's when we brought the Wildcat in the league.
I mean, I know the last time they
made
the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I know the last time they probably made a Super Bowl was Dan Marino, but that's probably the last time.
Yeah.
Sure
now, speaking of the Wildcat, Volcano, speaking of the Wildcat, you know, you've seen me play on Twitch, and you know I run the Wildcat, but you don't see a whole lot of many people running the Wildcat on this year's Madden. Why do you think, what do you like about the Wildcat, and why do you think most people don't run it anymore?
Because they kind of patched it how it used to be. I mean, it's effective, probably maybe like once or twice if you want to throw somebody out. There's some good plays on there, but it's not the same Wildcat it was. Like, I think when Cam Newton came in the league, they used to have QB reads, and Wildcat was so glitchy where it would pull everybody in, and your quarterback, if they were throwing through 90 speed, would take off. So they patched that. That used to be really glitchy back in the day, but it's so effective.
I mean, the only thing that I would use it for is trying to get some yards, and that's about all I would use it for.
Yeah, well, I mean, isn't that the point of
every play? A lot of plays.
Try to get a couple yards? Come on, Snake. You drinking again, buddy? Anyway.
No, but I'm...
know what? I like the play action. I think it might just be called play action pass out of the Wildcat. I know you've seen me run it. I actually run it on the 2-point conversion a lot, and I'd say it's 85%
successful.
Oh,
give away your secret.
Well, you know me. I'm never going to get to the Super Bowl anyways. My hopes are just to make the playoffs just one time.
You had one chance, remember? A few months ago, not months ago, but first season.
I didn't make the playoffs. I lost in week 16.
No,
I think
you had a
chance.
You had to win
that
one game.
Yeah. It was really exciting, too. I was really hoping because, you know, you played in the playoffs. I've always wondered, like, when you get to the playoffs in connected franchise mode, does Madden, like, switch up the way the game feels? Like, you know, like how a playoff game in the NFL would, you know, have a different feel to it than a regular season game?
I think there's more pressure on you than it really seems like it. Like, every game, like, I don't know, because, you know, you lose. Like, losing a regular season game, it really don't matter. But when you lose a playoff game, I feel like you feel it more, and winning matters, and who gets home matters, and like I said, online, they got home field advantage in this one, so it does matter for connected franchises.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you that. Snake, you've never made the playoffs here in the NFL now. You've kind of took over some rough situations. A lot of people think that you're going to make the playoffs, but do you think that's going to come into fruition?
If it's not going to happen this season with the Panthers, it's going to probably definitely work with next year's because I have 3 fourth-round draft picks.
Okay.
3 or 4 first-round draft picks. So I'm definitely going to try to do something there.
Yeah, you better get some stars because you only have one season with them. Now, but yesterday on the show, you talked a lot about Baukino, Snake Eyes, and how you feel you should have been a part of Team ICUP because you wanted to be a part of a team with, you know, a similar skill level as yours. But, you know, Baukino has constantly rejected you from being a part of Team ICUP. You know, can't blame him. No, you know, it's nothing personal against you. But you talked about yesterday maybe starting your own team. Have you come up with any guys to join? Did anybody message you? I know you put out there to go ahead and message you to join your team.
Nobody hasn't messaged me yet, but I'm hoping soon.
All right. I find that a little shocking. You better double-check your messages, Snake. I'm sure somebody messaged you by now. But either way, if you guys are out there looking for a team, you're a free agent. DNA Suspect, I know, is a big free agent name out there. XI Bronco, XI, you know, or IX, however it is. Some really big free agent names out there. About that life, too, you know. Go ahead and holler at your boy Snake Eyes. Now, Baukino, we were talking a little bit about you earlier. Congratulations. You did accept the position of president of operations. So, it's a big move for you. How do you feel about taking this position, and how do you feel about the more responsibility that's going to be on you, And in what direction do you want to take the OFL now in?
Well, I think, first of all, I thank everybody that helped me and voted me get up there. And I think it's a responsibility that comes with a lot, meaning I have to play a little different, you know, don't do some of the things I do when no one's watching, like play versus, you know, going 80 doesn't help versus players. Going, you know, maybe take a loss once in a while might help, too. Direction-wise, I mean, I'm sure you, myself, and JJ, we'll talk more further about that and let it be a surprise to everybody else. I know we got a lot of summer things coming up, so that's something we're looking forward to as well.
This is true. Now, this offering of you for this position kind of came out of the blue for you. Were you ever expecting it? Was it a goal that you had, or did it surprise you?
Actually surprised me. I think it's the last thing I was expecting you to say today.
yeah, we kind of.
You mean in it a
dirty,
little?
But
I actually didn't have any clue what you're talking about at first. I mean, you told me that, but when you're talking this morning, I had no clue what direction you were trying to go in. At first, I thought you were trying to get me out.
Yo,
because I knew you were messing with me, saying, "Oh, we're trying to blah blah blah," like 3 days ago, and I was confused. I was pissed off. I'm not gonna lie. I was mad for like 20 minutes. I couldn't figure out what you're talking about.
Now, did you and Miss Bubbles celebrate with some drinks and a nice dinner that I know you guys are accustomed to?
We did go downtown tonight, matter of fact, and we did do a toast for OFL. I told her I got it for fun. Oh, we're going out with Gosling. We made it part of a reason to go out, so it's fun.
Cool, cool. Glad to hear. Speaking of which, we're going to we'll talk a little bit about the direction of the Bubbles and Balkino show. We got some big ideas planned for that, so guys, stay tuned. Some other things, you know, like I mentioned, check out Cyrus the Virus TV there on Twitch. Really fun. I don't know if you got a chance to check that out, Balkino. Probably not if you were out and about. But
I watched,
you know,
on my
some
phone
free...
like 3 minutes, but I didn't see like the whole thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he put a whooping on Hitman Big Ray, but, you know, Hitman hung in there for the first half. But it was more than just a game. Like, you've talked to Cyrus, so you know he's very knowledgeable about the game. I even think I don't want to misquote you, but I remember you saying something along the lines as he knows as much as you do, maybe even a little bit more about the game or something like that. Is that true?
Yeah, I give him props for that.
Yeah, so I mean, and he really incorporates that into the Twitch. So for the average player like me, it was really fun to sit back and just listen to him talk. He taught some blitzes and stuff, so it was pretty cool. So I recommend if you guys are free tomorrow night around 8 p.m. Eastern, he's going to be kicking off against in round two of the Tombstone 32. He plays the head of the co-head of the OFL now Players Union, Jay Jerk, formerly known as J.J. Mills, formerly known as J.J. something, always known as that big motherfucker with his shirt off on Glip. So anyways, we'll see how he turns out. I text Buck, John Campbell Buck, that is, so we're going to get a point spread on that. So think you'll be tuning into that tomorrow, Snake?
Yeah, probably.
Well, that's great. A lot of enthusiasm coming out of Snake there. Now, Balkina.
Yeah.
What exactly are you looking this year in that Group 1 multiple with them Dolphins? Are they still undefeated?
Still undefeated, but tomorrow's a big game if anybody wants to see. I'll announce on Glib. It's me versus Buck Sweet tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got a time yet, but I'll definitely post it in there. Then after that, I play Peel, PV. I play Jay Miller again. Then I play, Houston. Or not Houston, but Jordan. So I got a lot of games.
Savage.
Going. Savage, yeah.
So, if you can go, I think it's pretty easy to say that if you go through undefeated through this, I mean, that alone is just insane and quite possibly almost impossible to accomplish. But I feel like if there's somebody out there that could do it, it could be you and that Miami Dolphins team. Barring a major injury to one of your players, because I know you're a little weak in the depth chart, correct? Because of salary issues.
I lost the 99 overall, but he comes back in 2 weeks finally. He was out for six, but so he's finally coming back.
Yeah, that something like that I could see maybe coming back and causing a loss.
Yeah.
But if not, we'll see, man. Because we all know Buck Sweep as the world champion there in Vegas in the Madden Championships. But at the same time, I've been keeping my eye on him, and he's winning. Don't get me wrong, but he's lost the game here to PB number one, I believe. And a lot of his victories are, only by a field goal or one possession. And I think we talked about this prior. He's probably just becoming used to the 7 minute quarters. Obviously, he can play Madden, but it is a different from a tournament style 4 minute quarters.
Yeah, definitely. 7 minutes. Yeah, you can make more than one mistake in the game.
So I think right now he's probably adjusting to that. But that would be a great game. I'll try to get some score updates. I know neither of you really broadcast too often.
I mean, I'll ask him the broadcast. His broadcast actually works. He has broadcast our games before. So I'll ask him tomorrow. Or I'll text him after this.
Yeah, that'd be great if you could kick off like an hour before Cyrus the Virus or an hour after. That'd be a cool doubleheader. But either way, guys, we got to go. We're out of time. Peace.
Peace.